Speak on it.
I'm going to start us off with the first prompt. This first prompt, I want you to think about 10 things, the the 10 things that you would do when you first step outside. Quarantine's over. The pandemic is pretty clear. What are the 10 things that you would do? But, you know, think about your senses, touch, smell, sound, taste, and, you know, think about metaphors, think about poetics, think about the things that you miss, and really maybe get into the spirit of it. And combine that with the physical aspect. So if it's like you're going to go get frozen yogurt, you know, describe why you're going there first, what that feeling or what those memories have for you. You know, try and add some poetics to it. Let's do 10 minutes. I got the beeper on. Anyone got some good music that can...
Hip-hop is just beautiful. Hip-hop is life. from the first time I saw you, infatuation. Pulled to the side to provide conversation. Wild reputation, but you were so cool. Any old fool knew that you was a jewel. Ghetto to ghetto, your influence settled. More hardcore than R&B, but not metal. Blacker than a kettle, you made me feel mellow. Introduction of my life, I said hello. Meet me in a minute, cause I gotta finish school. Some of my homies, they never finish public rules. Staying up late, always studying the tapes. The more I watch you, feel in love, I guess fate. Had a grip on my mind state, I wanna rhyme, wait. I fell in line, getting signed at the wrong gates. And so my heart breaks, the first for real. But I would still be loving you, cause deep is what I feel.
I got a bird's eye view. I'll be there with you.
She's the one I always count on, one that wouldn't leave me. One that's in the city, always written in graffiti. One that keeps me company when I'm all alone. She's my heart, my mind, my spirit, and my bones. She's the only one I know that would go across the globe. Meet me in a foreign land, treat me like I'm home. Everything I own, give to her, she deserves it. Treat me like a king, every syllable is perfect. Search through the earth for a reason just to be here. And since I met her, every moment's like a leap year. Baby, you can sleep here, you can stay with me. Anywhere you go, no, I'm probably gonna be. Full of energy, and you never acting tired. You everything I need when I pray, God supply. You my chunky fire, blessings you provide. Always in my life to the day that I die.
I got a bird's eye view. The realm, I'll be with you. I'll be there with you. I'll be there with you.
I got a bird's eye view.
Yeah, you pronounce my name. Any questions? I bring many blessings with my man High Tech, and he from the Natty. We make the sky crack, feel the fly track. Get your hands up like a hijack, fists in the air for
Bali.
Keep them there like natural mystic or smoke when the it's a revolutionary
word.
They ask me what I'm writing for. I'm writing to show you what we're fighting for. Say Talib or Talib. If it's hard, try spelling it phonetically. If not, then just let it be like Nina Simone.
You probably
don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory. Sometimes it's far in between. I'm sad to say you got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept because his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man named Imani. Start the party. My crew hot, feel these I'd like to blab from a shoddy. It's got to be the man High Tech and Kwame who make you rock the body. Start the party, my crew hot, feel these I'd like to blab from a
yo.
It's got to be the man High Tech and Kwame.
I remember when it all started.
Word.
Back in the day when me and mom first party.
Yeah.
High Tech from the beginning, I stayed advanced. A young chameleon, adapt to any circumstance. Peak game. Never been a lazy. Stayed on my hustle, concentrate to get the paper bigger. Stay focused, while other cats stay hopeless. Why stay high, I stay lower. Stacking my to get a foreclosure. This shit ain't over.
Nope.
Going for the gusto, keep getting that provo. It's High Tech on the track like Flojo. Bet you ain't even know I had flow though.
Yo, make you rock your body. Start the party, my crew hot. Yo, feel these like the blast from a shoddy. It's got to be your man High Tech. You got to leave.
Dancing, yeah. Dancing, we gotta keep on dancing.
Yeah.
Say my name, say my name.
Marley.
Like Destiny's Child. Shine bright like my girl, heavenly smile. Or a suit on Steve Harvey. I'm tighter than them jeans that be hugging black hips. 70s style like Chaka Khan. Ain't nobody.
Nope.
Set the stage ablaze like my crew. We burn it down like sage in smoky clubs where we party. Holla at my spit kicking. Pheromones, De La Soul, Common Sense. And my man Biz Markie. Start the party. My crew hot. Feel these like the blabs from a shawty. It's got to be the man hot tech and Quarley who make you rock your body. Start the party, my crew hot, feel these like the blabs from a shawty. Blab. It's got to be the man hot tech and Quarley. You got to
dance, dance.
to get us popping.
Oh, I could start.
All right, dope.
All right, I didn't get much written, but when this quarantine is over, the first thing I'm gonna do is play some ball. get competitive with my friends, get in their faces, get heated about a call. After the game, I'm going to dap them up. Forget about the whole thing. When this quarantine is over, I'm going to go to the mall, visit all the stores I couldn't afford because the Serb check came in the mail for me. Now I'm booing. That's all I got written.
Nice. Congrats on the Serb check. Yeah. Well, Eddie, you don't get those, eh?
No.
The real working man.
Hey, it's okay.
Unaffected.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, man. Definitely affected.
All right. I'll hit it up. I miss downtown. The pollution is addictive. My lungs long for the smut. Purity is an acquired taste. The studio is my favorite place to conjure the beast within my heart. The lonely smoke searching for a voice in the cloud. The playground has become a mausoleum of child whispers, yellow tape around the mouth of spring. Do cherry blossoms bloom when no one is watching? When the trails are devoid of touch? Does the earth now remember her name? When I first step outside, a pearl emerging from a dark hibernation, when I see myself for the first time in a long time, will I recognize myself? Will I remember who I am?
Mm.
That's fire. Huh? That's so fire.
I guess I gotta follow up. Oh, Remy, you want that?
Man, I guess I will. Oh, I guess I can. All right.
You got this.
Wake up, free from captivity. Brush my teeth to get ready for the school day. A regular day, I can see the grass that is green, wearing beads around my neck, one bead for each day in quarantine. Smell the fragrance of the air like the pollution that I smelled 7 months ago. It's the only thing around me with thick layers of snow. I would go to school, finish up my day, and go home. An ice cream cone to free up my tensions in my brain. Vanilla, maybe chocolate. We don't go to school. It's the opposite. School walks to us because it is begging for usage. Education needs us to learn, and yet we don't. First day out, and everyone has lost their points. First day out, free from captivity. A gentle whisper of freedom and a wisp of air to represent that. Attack the markets, a money flood. 30 different cups, and that's all I wrote.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Fire.
We both had some pollution bars, but I really like what you said about during these times school comes to us. Yeah, school walks to us.
That was fire.
Yeah.
Fire. All right. So me. One, I'd kiss you. Sample the hallelujah on your lips like a sinner in desperate need of repentance. This gospel worthy of cathedrals, and in fact, we're allowed outside, that's where we'll go next. And exchange vows like holographic Pokemon cards in a win-win scenario. Two, I'd go outside and take the deepest breath. Unleash my lust for oxygen upon sheets of grass and the canopy of trees. Three, I'd learn to see my city like Lego. Explore how each block builds upon each other, creating something beautiful.
Nice. I love that, the first line, you know, I'll kiss you. That's a really sweet first line. I like that a lot.
Hallelujah on your lips. That was.
Yeah. Yeah, really nice.
Okay. We go on to the next prompt?
Next prompt. Let's get it.
All right. Who wants it, or should I follow up?
I think you should follow up.
All right. Next prompt, because I've been doing Duolingo and then I fell out of it. I want us to go. The prompt is really simple. Blank is a language, right? And it could be something as simple as loneliness is a language. Something as simple as basketball is a language. Well. Mm. Pick something that's not a language, not an actual language.
Yeah.
Or violence is a language. That's a really good one. But pick something that's not an actual language and explore who would speak it, what their tongue would look like, what an adjective would look like, what yelling would look like, what whispering in this language would look like. How do you hear this language? So that's my thing.
Blank. I like it. 10 minutes on the clock. Let's go.
In my life, yeah.
Watch.
me like the piano in my mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. The sky, oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. I knew we couldn't cope. They said that is her time, no tears inside. I kept the feelings close. Mother's home.
Who's gonna set us off? Let's do opposite order.
All right. Loneliness is a language spoken by the brokenhearted. No words, just tears. We speak so frequently. No, we speak so fluently, far too often. I tried conversing in my relationship. This accent made pronouncing words like love difficult. Sounded too much like fear. My heartbeat mirrors an SOS. She asked about cuss words. I replied with, I'm fine. She asked again. I picked a different word and said nothing. She didn't understand. Even silence is a dialect when all you know is solitude.
Mm. Nice. Can you explain this? She asked for a cuss word and I said, I'm fine.
Because I was thinking, like, yo, what would loneliness look like if it was a language? And, like, I'm like, it'd be a lot of fine. Like, I'm fine, I'm good, like, brushing things aside. Right. Like, that would be the words the most. And I in, like, language, people be like, oh, you speak gang? What is the swear word? Or what's the most common go-to?
Right.
So, like, I'm fine would be like our most common go-to in like the language of the lonely.
Yeah. Right. I like that. Was it Remy?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. The violin pen is a language. Those who speak this tongue lack patience. Write on the pad and rupture the page with your violent strips of ink. Those who speak this language think of a scent that is supernatural. A dark pink flavor rushing to my nose is the tongue they speak the passion. An ancient tongue in cursive like the hieroglyphics in Egypt. And pieces like Reese's, but lacks inner peace. Such a grim tone in the language of violent hand. With the murder to murder their entire clan like Itachi. Shan't care for anybody in their sight. Not even the Tamagotchi. Possibly a reverse of the violent pen could birth a new language. An angelic pen full of purity and light-toned hopes with such a full-fledged halo-like cadence. And that's what I wrote.
Nice. Nice.
That Itachi bar? Slept on.
That's true.
You want me to go and then...
Yeah, sure.
Cool. If high school was a language, walking through the halls alone during lunch means I need help. Please show me kindness. Going to a sporting event means I'm bored, I don't work, and I'm a sports fan. Homework assignments are the swear words. Getting lunch with someone for someone is I love you. Teacher means boss, advisor means leader. Going out for lunch is a ray of sunshine during a rainy day, is a flower growing in cement, is good. And then that's all I wrote.
A flower growing in cement. That's a nice last image. Now, this one's called Wordsworth. I don't even know if it's finished. I was watching Transformers the other day. And Galvatron says to Thrust, a unicorn fighter, you will pay for those words. And I thought, what if? What if in a world where silence is golden and talk is cheap, what if you had to pay for every word, statement, murmur, or utter you eject to place a price tag on your speak? Would it be based on Scrabble rules where one would need to get a loan just to say quizify? Or determined by the length of each word in a sentence, the super cadjafragilistically expialidocious flochi, notchi, nihili, pili, fiaction, even Oprah would need to refinance. Would a lie cost less or more? Would slang be excused or legal? What about sign language? How would it be enforced? Imagine people walking around with SIM cards at the bottom of their throats, tracking each word, timing every sentence, sending a bill each month for usage, turning off your voice box if you are behind on payments, various plans for the various types of speakers, unlimited talk for those with verbal diarrhea, pay as you speak for engineering students. Bilingual speakers would get a special plan to avoid roaming charges. My 10, my 20, my 1000, just to be safe. And remember, you can top up at 7-Eleven whenever you want. Imagine undercover speech police at coffee shops who give a syntax to syntax, charge professors for assassinating 26 characters. 911, don't you dare say it, was, I'm telling you, oh, sorry, 911, don't you dare say it, was, I'm telling you, Jim, you don't want to go out like this. Think of your children. 911 was a pew, pew inside job. I told you not to say it. Poetry shows harbor fugitives, rogue spitters, people with a lot to say but with no money to say it. You might be thinking this all sounds horrible, but imagine the positives. We would use our words more carefully, think before we speak, embrace body language, learn the dialect of quiet. You could be sentenced to a year of silence for verbal abuse or bullying. It would be crazy, right? Look, don't look now, but it is happening. Oral tradition is written by those with the largest bank accounts. The government places charges on whistleblowers and truth tellers like Fido and Bell. There are children born into silence, never to have their voice heard. Women too broke to speak out. The pennies in a swear jar, the cost of a plea bargain. Our words do have a worth. Nothing. There is no such thing as free speech. We take it for granted. The triangular flaps at the bottom of our throats, so speak wisely, passionately, with earnest vigor. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but one day, like that transformer who got his head blown to smithereens, you will pay for your words. Yeah, this is an old jam. But you know, as I'm reading it, I'm thinking maybe I'll make it into like a short film or something. You know? I don't know. What do you guys think? I think that could be an interesting short film where people are like, you know, you have to like pay, like, you know, like words are associated with money. So like you have to like pay every time you like say something.
Pay to speak
kind of thing. Talk is cheap.
Silence is golden.
That is that's amazing.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for that prompt. It brought back that thing. I think the poem is garbage, but I think there's a concept there.
We have different definitions of garbage.
Wow.
That was 2012, y'all. Where were y'all in 2012? Were you alive?
I'm still in double digits.
I was seven.
I was in seven. University.
Okay, we give thanks. Only a fraction of our communication is verbal. Most of it lies beneath the squint of your eyes, in your cashmere embrace, the silence before the quiet before the crash, the crash after the memory, the chalk after the rain, the rain after the eruption, the volcano as a child, a small fissure in your throat, the glare of your teeth, an eyebrow raised. Your shoulders are in soldier position. Be at ease, my love. You do not need to speak for me to hear you. I can feel your pain without the grimace, your joy with hands behind your back. You are as silent as a church bell on a Tuesday midnight. And finally, I understand you more than ever. Who's got one more? We got another prompt.
I got one.
Good, thanks.
I gotta go find it. All right. You are a bird singing at the early mornings of 4 a.m. and you wake a human up. The human yells at you while you sing. What is your response?
Ooh, this is a deep one.
I like that.
You're a bird at 4 a.m. You're waking a human up with your song. The human yells at you for waking them up. What is your response? All right, let's get it. 10 minutes.
Down this lonely road, silence. I can hear the rose you grew is turning arch violet. Taken away, and it's safe to say that there may be a way. And it could put today on, despite the rain. And despite my aim, as a little kid, didn't like my name. But it's more clear than the streets got rain. I ain't doing this for check or fame. This right here to relieve my pain. Revive all the ears that hear the same. Provide for my family, the ones that came. For the ones that's lost and the ones that's slain. Lost my girl V at an early age. Cried so hard when I turned that page. More than do what a set of says. Oh, say oh. Hey! Over when gazing into the night, your sensations, information is making eternal life. To be near you just feels right. Mountains and valley hikes. I brought the flowers to the picnic, but linen is extra white. And they say darkness falls. I miss you more. Two missed calls can't take no more. It's what Brooklyn's been waiting for. All my life I stood patient for. But the town turned blue. That's the first I lay my eyes on you. Now it's us in this humdrum town. I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. You.
Down in this humdrum town,
when the rain falls,
drum down.
This one was really tough for me, but I got a little something. I'll break it down like this. Do you remember your wings? The feathers that lifted you from slumber, the arrogance of man, the hypocrisy of consciousness. Are you not grateful for the song, for the spruce tree, the record player, which carried the melody to your ears? Awake from your delusions of grandeur. You are a miracle and a blessing. The reason for this song. Awake, it is time to fly.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough. This was the toughest one for me. Mm-hmm.
That was a good, it was a good prompt though. It was a really good prompt.
Yeah, fire.
Next, we're going in like reverse order again. I am lonely. Lying at night might sound freeing, but it's just sad. No one wants to race. No one to talk to, just the sound of your thoughts. You try to drown them out with music, drowning demons and drum beats. Sometimes singing sends souls to sleep. Sometimes it slaps them silly. I apologize, I hurt you. My demons don't drown quietly.
Mm.
Really? I like where you took that. I like where you took that. You know, I could really feel like the introspection of the bird, and sort of the space that the bird is coming from. You know, bird, quotes unquote. You know, yeah nice.
Let's see. No,
Remy, that's you. Follow up.
All right, I got you. All human, you vulgar, indefinite being who face your own species with guns and nuclear missiles over droplets of oil. Do you not see that I communicate with my voice? I sing to wake you up on purpose. This is not an accident. And while you listen to nothing but trap music all day, when I have something to say, you throw kitchenery at me? My mind is boiling with rage. I see we are not on the same page. Why is it that when I sing, you have something to say, and when you sing your horrific vocals that lack emotion, I say nothing? I wake you up to your prey. I wake you up to eat, and you look at me and despise my wake-up calls. Wake up to my call. It's 2020. You shoot with metal, cell powder, and lack dollars for rent. You do not pray because you lack heart and soul, blind of my materialistic objects. That's all I wrote.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that.
Nice. I like how you are the subject that the bird is speaking to.
Mm. All right. I was actually very, yeah. Your taste in music sucks. Would you prefer sirens or alarms? This morning song, a blessing, causes sun rays to dance. Golden beams shimmer as things lay statue. This vision inspired the Grammys.
Mm.
But you prefer alternative music.
Mm.
That rock and roll out of bed. But I am the original instrument, the AM flute. Before smoke alarms, I would warn miners that they travel too far. I honor this tradition, for when you are deep in sleep, but no more am I your nightmare's last resort.
Oh, Eddie went in. Eddie went in on this one. Rock and roll out of bed. Yeah. This is what it feels like.
what it feels like now. It's getting old. Bring it down.